Darlene, I hate to disappoint members of Congress, but the passage of that bill that you described is positive, but a rather meager accomplishment. We were talking about it earlier. In some ways, it's akin to passing out umbrellas in the advance of a potential hurricane. So an umbrella might come in handy, but it's going to be insufficient to ensure that communities all across the country are protected from a potentially significant impact. That's what we're focused on. Darlene, you may be familiar with the expression of being a day late and a dollar short. In this case, Congress is 2 months late and $1.9 billion short in providing the assistance that our public health professionals say that they need to make sure that they respond appropriately to this situation. The bill that that Congress passed yesterday doesn't include any funding. It certainly doesn't, so that's not going to do anything to help local communities across the country that carry this virus or fight the mosquitoes that carry this virus. It's not going to expand access to diagnostic tests that would allow people to more easily get tested and get a prompt result from that test about whether or not they have the Zika virus. All of these are steps that are critical to ensuring that we're protecting the pregnant women and their newborn children from a virus that we know has a potentially devastating impact. So, no, I'm not prepared to give Congress credit for that legislation. It is a positive step, but it is a far cry from what our public health experts tell us is necessary.